to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
We are live. Film fight's about to go down right now. The biggest thing in movies. My name is Focus, your radio friend and Dark Knight. I'm not alone in the studio. I mean, it's film fight. If I'm alone in the studio, you know something is definitely wrong. I have
Chinatu, aka Ant-Man, aka Sidekick.
And I am the big one. Yay.
I am Darkon, your radio girlfriend.
If you're not following us on social media, you should right now, because we will be streaming live Film Fight, and we already have our contestants, you know, sitting, getting ready for a showdown. Yes, who is your money on? We have Jonathan, aka Agent 541. Sitting in the blue corner, and on the red corner, we have Steady, aka Rocksteady. That's right. So who is your money on? Who do you think will win this film fight? I mean, the last one we had with a dog on that, she used guess.
What? Don't do this to my homie.
Was using guessing to win plenty, to get plenty answers.
Why is that even necessary now? It's been several months for us.
It's just to warm up, you know, to give insight on what happened.
I understand.
So don't be like Dokon. And hot on the hills, we have the man with it is going to be a show, I promise you. But before we get into Film Fight, we need to go check out what's happening in your cinematic world of movies and your cinematic world of TV alike. Yes, but before that also, let's check out some of the movies that are coming out this week. We have Michael B. Jordan coming in this one called Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. Genger. He's going to be the third actor to play this character after Willem Dafoe and I can't remember the second person. But yes, Without Remorse is coming out. And then the second movie coming out this week, we have The Mitchells versus The Machine. And not just that, we also have Lakeith Stanfield coming in an amazing anime series for Netflix, and it's called Yasuke. I know some people say Yasuke.
Yasuke.
So that is coming out this week. And for last week, we have Stowaway, we have Mortal Kombat, and we had Shadow and Bones. These are all things that came out last week. So now let's go check out what's happening in your cinematic world of movies and TV alike. This is The Movies, brought to you by Popcorn and Reels.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Starting in your cinematic world of movies, remember that 2019 movie called Meg?
Mm-hmm.
Megalodon. Yes, Jason Statham has confirmed that Meg 2 will start shooting this coming January 2022. Is that something we want to look forward to?
In the words of Kanye West, we don't care what people say. I didn't enjoy Meg.
What?
At all. Of course you enjoyed it.
But the Meg was not bad.
What? Eh. I'm happy that you're really welcome. Come closer to the mic.
Yes, so are we looking for a Meg, looking forward to a Meg 2? Because what would this one be? A fire-breathing shark?
Should have been a bit Meg 1 in the first
place. Like, maybe a hopping alligator, I don't know.
But we'll see. Next on the news, you know the movie called Escape Room that came out 2019. Is it 19 or 20? Yes, you know, they were supposed to do a second one, and right now they've moved up the release date, and it's coming, instead of it to come out January 2022, it's going to come out July this year.
Hey, clap for them.
Yes.
Okay. For the first time, everybody pushing movie away. Somebody bringing movie in. Hey, no problem. Clap for them.
Moving on! Yes, this movie, Another Round, won itself Best Foreign Language Film at the Oscars that just concluded this Sunday. And right now we are hearing that Hollywood, in their normal ways, they want to remake
with
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Yes.
You say yes.
I love it. No, something should be left.
Why
was Leonardo DiCaprio saying no?
What? Because they make money.
They're paying me money.
What was that other movie? What was it?
Parasite. Parasite, they're making an HBO series.
Imagine they want to make a HBO series of Parasite.
Actually, I would enjoy that.
But we can understand Parasite is a series. They can expand on the lore and you know, the mythology of... But...
Baba.
Do we really want to?
No.
No. Anthony Mackie said he heard about Captain America 4 from a store clerk. Yes, he said, I literally found out yesterday in a grocery store. The checkout guy named Dwayne, a cool cat, he's like, yo, man, is this real? Holding up his cell phone. And I'm like, I haven't heard anything. That's what I love about working with Marvel. They call you, they're like, come to LA, we want to tell you what's going on. So I'm excited to see what happens, but I haven't heard anything. So he didn't hear anything. Now people will tell him.
So that's one, I think that's the culture that Marvel is continuing. First and foremost, let's start with what's his name now, Tom Holland, who didn't know that he was casting Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He was casting Spider-Man, I think Spider-Man 2 or 3.
Yeah.
He didn't know until he saw it on social media. The one that bust my brain the most was Paul Bettany, who didn't know that he was going to continue as Vision. Like, he literally went to go and be like, I'm going to say, go be for another. Like, oh, guy, where you
go
now? We still have series to do and movies to go. Like, extra money. Wow.
Okay. Still talking about the cinematic world right now. Loki and the Suicide Squad are IMDb's most anticipated superhero movies of the year. So yeah, everybody wants to see King Shark, you know, Harley Quinn, and the rest come back and do their things.
Well,
I like the promo for King Shark. That's just like the baby shark.
And I'm still saying that I can't believe they were able to get James Gunn was able to get Sylvester Stallone to voice King Shark. Like, that's crazy. And other most anticipated superhero movies right now, we have number 3 is The Batman, number 4 Spider-Man No Way Home, number 5 Thor Love and Thunder, number 6 The Eternals, number 7 Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, 8 Venom Let There Be Carnage, 9 Black Adam, and 10 The Flash. And for series, guess what? Marvel took almost everything. In IMDb's really top 10 most anticipated superhero shows, we have Loki, What If, Hawkeye, She-Hulk, Marvel, Moon Knight, The Sandman, Armor Wars, MODOK, and Secret Invasion.
I think they should have just number 1 M, number 2 A, number 3 R, number 4 V. They should have just done it like that. I mean,
you're saying there's DC series, like there's no like anticipated DC.
Would they anticipate the Flash?
I think the only series that DC has right now that they can beat their chest and say this is our property right now is Superman and Lois.
Yes.
Anything else? Completely.
Well, you know, they just cast this guy what's his name, Scarecrow in season 3 of Titans.
Yes, for Titans. Yes.
I'm looking forward to Titans season 3.
Right?
No, I haven't seen Mad Men.
Yes.
This guy, I've
forgotten his name, but I know. Yeah. Yeah,
we know him. Moving on.
Let's move on. Anyway, guys, we have more news, but we can't take all of it because of the showdown. If you want to know more, just go straight to Popcorn and Reels on Twitter and, you know, just all the news there. Tell us your take on it and right now be part of the show. So this is the much we can take for the news. Let's get down. How did Ken Watanabe say it again?
Let them fight. Let somebody die.
Let's go.
Now that's entertainment.
Every last Thursday of the month,
what's going on?
Hey, this will be fun.
Two movie buffs or more will converge.
Today we are tension in the apocalypse
to battle for cinematic supremacy. They will show knowledge.
I can work on tissue degeneration.
Skills and versatility on everything movies and TV.
One fell is yours, your grace.
It's Popcorn and Reels presents
Film Fight.
This is Sparta!
Film Fight!
Film Fight!
Only on the movies on Cool FM Abuja.
You think you're safe? You are not.
Let Film Fight!
Let them fight.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Film Fight!
Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
Okay, yes, 96.9 Cool FM Radio. This is The Movies, brought to you by Popcorn & Reels, and we are about to get started. But if you want to watch us live, you can go straight into Popcorn & Reels on Instagram and catch us live and direct, because all the contestants are here and now want to get down to business. But before that, we'll allow our judge, one of our bigger judge, to lay out the rules for the, you know, the fight.
You know what?
Judge by size, judge by size.
You know what's sweeting me now? Normally when we have this thing, these gentlemen, especially these two, one of them is denying it now. Like, how did he not remember the answer? Today, it will bend for two of you. Here are the rules for round one. Contenders will receive 7 questions from any category. And these are not multiple choice questions.
No option in this one.
Contenders will write their answers down, and they have only 15 seconds to write it down and show. Now, when asked, contenders must speak as well as reveal their answer on their paper. Each correct answer is worth 1 point. Now listen to this. An added bonus question is given if a contender gets all 7 questions correctly. Is that clear? There are no repetitions on this one. It is not an MCQ. Yes.
And you have to write
the answer down.
15 seconds.
15 seconds. I almost feel like shouting, your time starts now.
So are
please,
we ready?
Wait first, how do you use to time this clock again? Our dear Chinatu, please do it for us. Thank you. When it's reached time for round two, I give you the rules. Once again, whilst we're trying to set our clocks, round one, contenders receive 7 questions from any category. No multiple choice questions. Contenders will write their answers down. You have only 15 seconds to answer each question. And when asked, contenders must speak as well as reveal their answer on their paper, and each correct answer is worth 1 point. Now, there is something called the PAR challenge. A contender may choose to challenge an answer if he or she does not agree with it, but they will lose 1 point if they are wrong. You can only challenge throughout the game once. Another one here is the PAR repeat rule. A contender can ask for a question to be repeated, but you can only use this lifeline 3 times throughout the show.
So be sure
of what question you want repeated. Is it clear?
You're setting bomb.
Is it clear? Okay.
What about the law for one answer from the...
Don't worry, we'll get there.
Calm down. Is that what I killed you that day? Calm down. We'll get there.
If you need my biro, I have
biro. You want biro? No, my biro is not here.
Is there mass in the question?
So, Jonathan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Steady, are you ready?
Ready.
Steady, ready.
All right. Let's get ready to film fight.
Film fight.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Okay. Are we ready? Really, really ready? All right. So, again. This is the sweet me die. So, your first question comes under action adventure. And these questions are very easy. Like, he was playing China to that. Some of these questions were this easy. But are we ready? 15 seconds. Who's timing?
We both are.
All right. Your question, first question is, who stars as a snowplow driver who seeks out revenge against the drug dealers who killed his son in the 2019 film Cold Pursuit?
Shit, my pen isn't working.
Mind your language.
Please cover your paper. I don't know what.
5 seconds to go. And your time is up.
Your time is up. All right, so let's start with Jonathan. What is your answer?
Liam Neeson.
And for 1 point, Liam Neeson is the correct answer. Steady.
Liam Neeson.
Let's see it. We need to see it. And 1 point also for Steady. Liam Neeson.
Wow.
Awesome. Second question. This comes under black cinema. Rick Famuyiwa directed Shamik Moore and Tony Revolori in what 2015 film about a geeky teen navigating life in a tough neighborhood?
Let the time start.
Oh, it'll start.
Can you shoot to this meme?
Why are you having funny expressions?
Because and life is hard. Is up.
All right. And steady. Let's have your answer.
Short 10 to off.
Short 10 to and wait. Let me see. He actually wrote short. And for an amazing 0 point!
Yes, over to you. He doesn't have an answer. Can I answer the question, sir?
Yes, answer.
Dope.
Oh, yeah.
Watch your language!
Are you ready for the third question?
Yeah,
ready.
Question number 3. This comes under the category of horror thriller. Who plays Hannibal Lecter in the 1986 Michael Mann directed Manhunter?
This is crazy. I don't know this
is that Wait, I need you to see me dancing. Did I never finish?
Focus, please.
All right. Jonathan, agent 501, what is your answer?
Anthony Hopkins
is absolutely wrong.
Oh my lord.
Steady.
I didn't write anything.
And for an amazing 0 point. Yes.
I just feel like singing this song. Steady, making my
baby. The answer you are looking for is Brian Cox. Brian Cox played Hannibal Lecter in 1986 Michael Mann's Manhunter, while Anthony Hopkins played him in Silence of the Lambs.
You said the questions were easy.
Yes.
All right. Question number 4. Are we ready?
Yeah.
This should be very, very easy. What was the first collaboration between director Steven Spielberg and actor Richard Dreyfuss?
Very easy.
Come on, wow, this one had me there.
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised.
Think it.
All right, 50 seconds up. Steady, what is your answer?
No answer.
An amazing no answer. Jonathan.
Jaws.
And for 1 point, Jaws is the correct answer.
Congratulations.
All right, question number what now?
Number five.
Question number 5. This should be very easy. If you don't know this, please, you can leave the studio gratefully. Question number 5. This comes under animated movies.
Okay.
What 90s animated film features the song You Will Be In My Heart, Son of Man, and Trashing the Camp?
Very easy.
Can I answer if they don't get it?
Yes, you can. Okay. When are they look time?
4 seconds to go.
Mm-hmm. In 3, 2, 1.
And Jonathan, what is your answer?
Just say it.
Prince of Egypt.
Let's see your answer.
Prince of Egypt?
Prince of Egypt.
And for an amazing 0 points!
Mulan.
And for an amazing 0 points!
And the answer is Tarzan!
Cause you've been my heart by Phil Collins. Let's go there. Alright!
Wait, before we continue. It's hard, Abby.
I'm pretty sure I didn't do this bad in the first round. Give me five. Voria.
Oh, yeah, let's go ahead.
Question number 6, right?
Yes.
Question number 6. Which Oscar winning actor voices the warden in the no nonsense head of Metro City Prison in Megamind?
Say that again.
Okay, yes. Which Oscar-winning actor voices the warden, the no-nonsense head of Metro City Prison in Megamind?
Yeah, I remember him. The guy that had to call Megamind back in.
They didn't ask you.
I know the guy, always wearing this ash-colored suit with white shirts.
Oh, pink, you know.
What?
Color.
Why?
What?
Because Pink Panther.
Why?
All right, steady, what is your answer?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson, and for an amazing 0 points.
I saw that coming from afar.
Jonathan, what is your answer?
I didn't finish writing it. I wanted to write James Woods, but I think I got it wrong.
If you had written James Woods, you would have been on the path to actually getting it wrong. The answer is actually J.K. Simmons.
Oh. Also, just to make you unhappy, I don't think Samuel L. Jackson has ever won an Oscar yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Not yet.
And for our final question. Final question.
In this round.
This should be very easy, very easy. Under the categories of comedy.
That's what you said in the beginning, though.
But it is easy. Which former SNL, that's Saturday Night Live, actor stars as a man reliving the same day over and over again in the 2020 comedy Palm Spring?
Ooh, too easy. Man with no name. You know we know this.
Let's go.
Yourself.
It is shocking. Please don't forget to reveal your answer while you are saying it.
Time up.
All right, Jonathan, what is your answer?
I forgot his surname.
Ramsey Noah.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, that's the person I wrote. But yeah.
Oh yeah, and for an amazing 0 points, Pete Davidson is not the answer.
Wow, you guys.
Steady, you don't remember the name.
Remember zero.
Do you know the name? Chinati, do you remember the name?
I was making mouth.
I don't want to say it now. I don't want to say
the
it.
Name of the actor is Andy Samberg.
Samberg Lee.
Yeah.
You said Samberg.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Samberg.
All right.
He said Samberg. He said Samberg Lee. Samberg.
That is for round one. Yeah. Now we'll be approaching round two. And before we do that, Chinati, you give us the scores. And Biggie, you give us, you know, the rules for round two.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You don't need to announce it.
I want to announce it now. After drawing small circle, big circle. you ended up getting 1 point in round one. It's just one. In round one, you had 1 point.
He made it to the round.
I'm telling you. And then Jonathan, you had
zero. 1 point.
Jonathan, you had 2 points. And that's it. Yes, point.
All right, now. Biggie is going to read out the rules for round two for us.
All righty then. And in round two, each contender must pick from a category box. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, somebody had to run out just now. Well, if you're not satisfied with the category you pick, then you can pick again, unless you happen to pick an opponent's choice. Yes. Now each contender gets 5 questions from that category, and each question is worth 2 points. Multiple choice options are available, but when you ask for multiple choice, it reduces the value of your question from 2 points to 1. An opponent can or may steal if the contender gives a wrong answer, which means the opportunity shifts from the person to the other person. And you can use one Ask a Friend lifeline. And today, your opportunity to have 3 friends to help you out here, because we don't trust the other 2 people here.
Ah.
We don't trust Dokong or Ant-Man. So you can pick either Man With No Name, The Big One, or Focus.
Oh, no, okay,
we don't know anything.
I'm out of it.
So here is out. So just 2 people. You have The Big One, and you have The Man With No Name.
Let's put this! What's your first name? This is the item for us.
Air check. One house.
Tell me I am not.
No, the thing is, let's include everybody, my
name. No.
It's up to them to choose.
No.
Because we know that they will not choose us, but you would have not left it like that.
Okay, let's go ahead.
All right.
Are you ready for round two? Round two is where you have the opportunity to shoot forward or stay behind. Remember your PAR challenge. You may challenge an answer if you don't agree with that answer, but you lose a point if you are wrong. And do not forget, there is still 3 repeat questions for you guys.
And in this category, you can actually steal. if you don't know.
All right, are we ready? Who picks first? Okay, since Jonathan is leading here, I said, Steady should pick. Shake it.
Boss, I cannot.
You know, you can. Give up.
It's okay, John.
1988.
Yes. Yes, open it. If you don't like it, you can select another one.
But that will be your last option. Congrats, my brother.
What? What did you have?
If I pick again, there's no punishment for that.
No. At all. Well, what did you select?
80s movies.
80s movies. Do you want to go with it?
No.
Yeah, fold back the paper and throw it back into the box. TJ.
Name that movie.
What? Name that movie. Do you want to go with that?
Yeah.
All right, name that movie.
It's not that we're catching. I go and pick 1960s movies.
What? What did you select?
This is my last chance.
Yes.
Famous movie quotes.
Famous movie quotes. All right.
One chance.
Okay, so hold it. All right, let's go into round two.
All right, are we ready?
15 seconds. How many seconds is this again? It doesn't indicate though.
It's
15
seconds.
15 seconds.
Okay. All right. Name that movie and famous movie quote, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one you chose. All right. Famous movie quotes one and two.
Film fight.
All right. Name that movie. Let's start with you, TJ. Are you ready? 2 points. What movie features the character Lieutenant Aldo Rain, Colonel Hans Landa, and Sergeant Donnie Inglourious Donowitz?
Bastards.
And for 2 points!
Woo! That's impressive!
Wow, I'd not even press the button yet.
Neither did I.
Oh, wow!
That was fast. Your second question. Five, right? Okay, your second question is...
Hold up, what do you mean by five? My brother, let me understand this thing. You are all 2 points now.
No, five questions.
Oh, okay, I thought you said the next question is 5 points.
Oh, yeah, come on.
All right, are you ready to go for your second?
Yeah.
Your second question is, what movie features the character Captain John H. Miller, Daniel Jackson, and James Francis Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple choice questions, please.
Your multiple choice questions are Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, We Were Soldiers, and Dogs of War.
Calm down.
Yes. No, don't worry. No, you cannot
start again when you say
okay.
I remember if he's not right.
Yes, I know.
Do you want to try?
No. Wait,
okay,
now,
let me show first. Less. Okay.
You say what again?
Saving Private Ryan.
For 1 point, Saving Private Ryan is actually the correct answer.
Okay.
Yes. All right, your question number three. Are you ready?
Ready.
You say, get something. Your question number three comes in Nollywood, actually.
Jay.
Bhutan Shahi.
Yes. Name that movie. What is the name of the 2015 road romantic drama film directed by Ishaya Bako, starring Genevieve Nnaji?
Oh, yeah.
You know, to make sound effects, maybe to help.
Pew, pew,
Nigerian movie.
Pew, wee, wee.
Your options?
Up north.
Time okay, off. Your time is up. You couldn't answer. Steady.
Can I,
do you want to steal
you
it?
The options for me?
You want to know the options? The options are The Setup, Road to Yesterday. I wasn't even looking at it. Road to Yesterday, Fourth Republic, and Sugar Rush.
Road to Yesterday.
And for 1 point still, Road to Yesterday is the correct answer.
Congrats.
All right, question number three.
Three.
All right, for question number three, okay, what movie features the character Phil Connors, Rita, and Ned Ryson?
I thought
we'd have seen that. You sure this is question number four?
No,
question number three.
It's three.
Okay.
Don't forget you have the
multiple options.
Yes.
Yeah, multiple options, please.
Your multiple options are Groundhog Day, Ghostbusters, Chevy and the Chase, True Romance.
Groundhog Day.
And for 1 point, woo! Groundhog Day is what? Okay. All right, so before we ask you your last two questions, we need to run and go pay some bills shapali. When we return.
Was the correct or wrong answer you were going to say?
Is it correct now? Okay. 1 point. This is still Film Fight on 96.9 Cool FM.
Go anywhere.
Stay locked.
I'm going to read you your rights.
Let's go.
Every last Thursday of the month.
What's going on?
Hey, this will be fun.
Two movie buffs or more will converge.
Today we are tension in the apocalypse.
To battle for cinematic supremacy. They will show knowledge.
I can work on tissue degeneration.
Skills and versatility on everything movies and TV.
One fella's yours, your grace.
If Popcorn and Reels presents
Film Fight.
This is Sparta!
Film Fight!
Film Fight!
Only on the movies on Cool FM Abuja.
You think you're safe? You are not.
Let Film Fight!
Let them fight.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Film Fight! Film Fight.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Nine Cool FM Radio, still Film Fight happening from Popcorn and Reels, and we have our contenders Jonathan aka Agent 501 and Steady the Rock Steady. Now we are two final questions in round two. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Your fourth question, right?
Yep.
Your fourth question is, which 1998 computer animated film was the first DreamWorks animated feature?
At least I know this one.
If you don't know this one, I will bite you.
You don't know.
I will bite you.
You have options though.
Wall-E.
Is that your final answer?
Wall-E.
And for an amazing 0 point!
Do you want to take it?
Give me options, huh?
Okay, your options are A Bug's Life, Ants, Megamind, and The Boss Baby.
Megamind.
Can I answer this question?
Yes, I want to answer this one.
Okay, let you not answer.
Based on the fact that I am Ant-Man. The answer is
Ants. The answer is actually
Bug's Life.
No, the answer is actually Ants. The Bug's Life is Disney.
Oh yeah, true. Okay, so he got
you. Oh, you see now, you have you to choose me. When you said to save your life.
All right, for your final question, name that movie. Whoopi Goldberg won an Oscar for playing the character Oda Mae Brown in what 1990 film?
Whoopi, my baby.
Oda Mae Brown.
Yes.
Options, just to be sure.
Oh, your options are sure. Sisters Act, Ghosts, Dance Like This, and What Professionals?
Ghosts.
And for 1 point, Ghosts is the correct answer. All right, so we are done with Agent 501 in this round. We have to go to famous movie quote for Steady. All right, Steady, are you ready?
To be steady.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Steady voice.
I'm ready.
Give it to them.
Famous movie quote. Are you ready? Your first one is, I love women. I respect them so much, I completely stay away from them. What comedy movie is that?
I feel you, bro.
Options.
Your options are A, A 40-Year-Old Virgin. B, Not Another Teen Movie. C, American Pie. And D, Scary Movie.
40-Year-Old Virgin.
And for 1 point, 40-Year-Old Virgin is the correct answer. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Is that supposed to be a trademark to only our station?
Excuse me. Calm down. Focus on where you are right now.
For your second question, you ready?
Yeah.
Your second question is, I did absolutely nothing, and it was everything I thought it could be, is a line from which comedy movie?
Mm. Options.
Your options are Office Space, Anchorman, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, or Knocked Up?
Anchorman.
And for 0 points.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan.
You want to steal?
Yeah, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
And for another 0 points. No, the answer is actually for Office Space.
Yeah, I knew that. Actually. Hey, hey,
I haven't seen that film, so like that. This is just
It shocked you. Okay.
It shocked me.
All right. This one should be sweet and easy.
Okay.
Question number 3.
Oh, no.
I am the king of the world is a famous line from which blockbuster movie? You can use the
option.
Okay. Your options are Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, Shakespeare in Love, Titanic.
Shakespeare in Love.
And for an amazing...
Wait.
What?
Okay, yeah, that's true. Go ahead.
0 points.
I'm stealing this.
Yes.
Titanic.
It is Titanic. 1 point. Yes.
I'm the king of the world.
Like,
dude, everybody.
Oh my God! You don't know that? Oh Lord.
Tinatu is hitting you on this.
You don't know. You don't know. All right. For question number what now?
4.
Question number 4. My name is
Matoi.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Ah!
You killed my father. My father dies. Prepare to Die is from what 1980s movie?
Ah, I know this one. God in heaven knows. It choke.
Options.
Your options are A, Chinatown, B, Easy Rider, C, The Princess Bride, D, Bonnie and Clyde.
Chinatown.
Calm down, huh?
Chinatown.
And for an amazing 0 points! Chinatown is not the correct...
The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride is the correct answer!
Look at you.
All right, for your final answer, final question.
Sorry, Chinatown seems very excited about
this. About the film fights.
Emojis on the zero. Like, yes, this guy is going after us today.
Please stop.
Is drawing the
please
zero.
Stop scoring this.
No.
Please stop scoring this.
I'm the referee in this fight. We know that. Please. Mm-hmm.
Chinatown seems very excited about this.
All right, for your final question, this should be easy. If you don't know this, my brother, you can legit just pack your load and go. Your final famous movie quote is, next time baby, is from what MCU movie?
Ah.
Options.
Your options are A, Iron Man 2, B, Guardians of the Galaxy, C, Doctor Strange, and D, Iron Man.
Iron Man.
And for an amazing 1 point!
Whoop, 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 whoop!
At the end of this round, it was really, really a struggling something. Now we know. So, Chinatown, can you give us the score for round 2? No, don't calculate everything. Just
of,
round 2
of
world
course,
first.
Of then course. You well done. Now, in. Well done. Now, in round 2, Jonathan made 7 points. Wow. I know,
I'm
right?
Stealing.
So good. Congrats, my brother.
7 points.
7 points, yeah.
Wow.
It's not only one.
No, two actually.
Two.
Yeah, yes, you can come on. Well done. Now, steady. It's quite shocking. Yeah, just 3 points. Let's move on now.
All right. Are we ready for round 3?
Yeah, what's that, Shay? Shay.
I swear.
Let's bounce back.
All right, round three.
Yeah.
And this is the final round. Now, listen to this. In this round, you can literally steal everything the other person has away from them when it comes to points. And here's what I mean. Contenders will pre-select 3 numbers from a range of movie categories that are numbered 1 to 20. Yes, there are already 20 movie categories for you to pick from. Just pick 3 numbers. Now, each contender will get 3 questions. Yes? Questions are worth Listen closely. 2, 3, and 5 points.
Consecutively.
Yes. First question, 2. Second question, 3. Third question, 5.
Wow.
Right? No multiple choice.
No
stealing. No stealing in this round.
If you don't know,
remember, you still have your PAR challenge.
Yes.
Which is you can choose to challenge an answer but lose a point. And you also have the PAR repeat rule. Ask. Wait, somebody already asked for a question to be repeated.
No. You know what? Nobody. I didn't say one. You had
okay.
Made me.
Okay, so you still have your repeat rule, 3 of them. Are we ready?
Are we ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's go into advert. I will be back.
Every last Thursday of the month.
What's going on?
Hey, this will be fun.
Two movie buffs or more will converge.
Today we are tension in the apocalypse.
To battle for cinematic supremacy. They will show knowledge.
I can work on tissue degeneration.
Skills and versatility on everything movies and TV.
One
fell is
yours.
Film fight.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And now we sink into the final round of the movie fight, film fight. And this is a chance to show yourself and explode straight into either you win or you don't win. My name is Focus, your radio friend and Dark Knight. I have Chinatu to the Ant-Man here, Biggie the Big One, and our contenders, we have Jonathan, aka Agent 501, and Steady, aka Rocksteady with the Man with No Name, and Dorkon. That's right. We see all your messages, all the ones on Instagram and the ones on WhatsApp. But not to worry. Just keep enjoying the show. Now, are we ready for our third round?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, you guys are going to pick 3 numbers. You know that, right? From 1 to 20. All right. So, Jonathan, let's start with you.
Number 4.
Mm-hmm. 4.
Number 7.
Mm-hmm. 4, 7.
And number 14.
4, 7, and 14. Is there a reason why the number is like that?
4 is my favorite number, so.
Yeah.
7 is the number of perfection.
Ah, 7 will look okay.
Is perfection times
steady.
6, 8, and 18.
6, 8, and 18. All right. Are we ready?
Ready.
No, don't worry. This one is 20 seconds, safe if they have the opportunity. Yes. Are we ready?
Yeah. Ready.
All right. Question number 4.
Who are we starting with?
Oh, we are starting with Jonathan.
Oh my God.
I can steal in this one now.
No, you can't steal.
No, not stealing.
Question number 4 for 2 points. Name the 1999 horror movie that cost just $35,000 to make and grossed over $140 million in the US of A.
That's USA.
Scream.
Is that your final? Are you counting? Is that your final answer?
Scream. Yeah.
Scream. All right. Let's wait for time to finish.
What? You can change your mind in 5 seconds.
I think that's it.
Honestly, I don't know. Scream.
Yeah.
All right. The answer you're actually looking for is the Blair Witch Project.
See my dress.
Damn it. Okay.
2 points gone.
All right. Your second question for 3 points. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Second question for 3. Wait. Number 7.
Yeah. Okay. It's too easy.
It's too easy.
Please go.
Ask me. Your... I know it's not easy. Ask.
Who played J. Edgar Hoover in 2011's J. Edgar?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You sure you have time?
Yes.
Are you sure?
And for 3 points! And your final question.
5 points, actually, if you get this.
This is worth 5 points.
Number 14.
If you get it right. Number 14.
Wow.
In what action film does Sylvester Stallone say the line, "In town, you are the law. Out here, it's me. Don't push it, or I'll give you a war you won't believe."
Options.
No
options in this
one. But we can repeat for you.
Yeah, you have 3 times to repeat.
Oh, shit.
10 more seconds.
Last question.
I can't remember the name of the film, but...
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Hey, last one, please.
Should we repeat? Should we repeat?
Okay, and the answer you are looking for is, does anyone know it? Steady, do you know it? The movie is actually First Blood. Rambo First Blood.
Yeah, is that what you had in mind?
No.
Yeah. The line, in town, you are the law. Out here, it's me. Don't push it or give you a wall. Hey. And now let's go to Steady, who might have the opportunity of winning this. And you say your question is 6, 8, and 18. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Which famous actor appeared in the film Natural Born Killers, Back to School, and Home for the Holiday? My God, only Natural Born Killers alone.
Please don't give them that.
But what if he has not seen any of them?
At all. Like you know, that was complaining last time that he has not seen Matrix. Why don't they affect us?
So,
4 seconds to go.
Looks like Brad he lost Pete.
Brad Pitt. And let me reveal the answer. And for an amazing
0 point,
actually, yes, it's not Brad Pitt, it's Robert Downey Jr. Like I said, Natural Born Killer with the girl who voiced Ultron.
James Spader,
exactly. Oh, Lord have mercy. The second question is number 8, right?
Yeah.
Who?
So,
who composed the scores for the 2019 films Dumbo, and Men in Black International?
That is too easy.
Let's say you know him.
Yes, I do.
Duncan, are you calculating for us?
Yes, 10 seconds to go.
Too much time.
Steady when you're ready.
Whenever you're ready. Your time is up.
Yeah, why? Your time is up. Mm. Do you know what the answer? Wait, what's it? What's it up? Do you know what the answer is?
No, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
Okay. Wait, what just happened?
We are looking for the composer of music.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Of Dumbo.
And sorry. The answer you're looking for is Danny Elfman.
Who for Noah?
Now you talk say you know him. Now you talk say you know him.
And for your final question, what? Five points.
Wow.
This should be very easy for you at number 18.
This is it.
You can do this.
Yeah.
This should be very, very easy. Which MCU actress stars as a nanny for a rich New York family in The Nanny Diaries?
Oh my Lord.
You don't know him.
I don't know it really. I really don't know.
Why can't I steal this question?
Sorry. Feel it. He's gonna get it for 5 points.
Can you have the 5 points? I'll still steal it.
No,
you have let me fail it. Then you can just steal it for no points.
You cannot even guess any
time up.
Please,
can I see Scarlett Johansson?
It is Scarlett Johansson. How many MCU? Now you don't pick the number. How many MCU? You know.
Calm down. She could have as well picked Mantis. How many people know Mantis' name? How many people know her name?
All right, so we have come to the end of this third round, and we see messages. Wait, before you announce, let's take messages on WhatsApp first.
Okay, sharp. Sorry, I'm not thinking was right there. Joe S.A. is saying, hi Radio Dark Knight, hi Chinatu, hi Dropper, hi the big one. Zack Snyder's Justice League, I have watched it and I don't even understand the movie. Oba is saying, all of you in the studio are not nice at all. Why now? You that is sending us video, just play it for yourself.
All right, we got messages on Instagram and the Roku critics already. Joseph Matthew say, waiting they happen. When I know air last week. Yes, we did. Iroko Critic said they were here, they were just late. Yes.
Yeah.
And Popcorn and Reels Radio, we are spamming with answers. And they went on Judith Presto too. Iroko Critic answered the first question saying Liam Neeson, and then guest Edward Norton. No, it wasn't Edward Norton. And Jaws, you were correct. Tarzan, you were correct. You guys, the questions are on a different level.
I agree.
We're there on a different level.
Not at all. It was to their level.
It was to their level.
It was to their level. So I'm not surprised.
So still taking more questions, messages. We have one from Ivan. He said, wow, steady is just getting steady zero.
Why am I not on this platform right now? I should be basking in this euphoria.
And yes, another critic you got, the Andy Samberg own. And
this is what you did.
That was a small circle, OG
said, which can confusion round round two be this? Really, was that confusing? Rogan said, you people should be honest. The style in getting the question has changed. Has it?
Style in getting the question, how?
I don't know.
Like telling them the question.
And he gets it, saving Private Ryan. Yes. And he says, see better expo. Then Joseph Matthew said, can somebody help me with their WhatsApp number? Yeah. And then local critic guest wrote to yesterday and also guest Groundhog Day. And Nelly, okay, type the WhatsApp number. Thank you very much for doing that. Wait, the audio is off. Nobody was hearing us.
No, where?
No, on Instagram. OG okay. said, why is the audio off? I mean, me. And then he said, it's not synchronizing with the video. And yes, loads and loads of messages. And then Joseph Matthew said, and the man with no name, welcome, oh, I don't miss you. Where you go hide now? And it probably said ants or bugs life. Anyway, you guys were answering and it was really, really amazing. So now time to reveal. Wait,
you're serious? I would not get the opportunity of announcing this result. Really?
Really feeling it when you did like this. So
Thank you so much, my brother.
Calm down. Life is not that hard. All right. So are you ready to announce?
Me?
Oh, yes, of course you.
Let me get up for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Dokong and gentlemen, after round 1, 2, and 3, Jonathan made 2 points in round 1, mm-hmm. 7 points in round 2, and 3 points in round 3. Mm-hmm. That's good. And Steady made 1 point in round 1, 3 points in round 2, and Bondo in round 3. As the returning officer of this election, as the referee of this film fight, Steady made 4 points. Congrats.
It's not easy.
Stop. Focus. That stuff is
just
stopping my ears.
It's not easy.
Yeah, right. Calm down. Why are you shaking here? Calm down. Now, Jonathan made 12 points. Let's make some noise. Woo!
Congratulations to you, Jonathan, for being the winner of this month's film fight. Yes, you'll be topped up with a 1,000 naira recharge card for IDOP Network. You have the privilege
of sponsoring the next winner.
You are entitled to one movie ticket in the future. It could be for any movie.
Wow. In the future.
That's releasing in cinemas.
Don't think about it. Well, I have something to say. Congratulations, Jonathan. It's not easy. We've been on this scene.
Oh, yes. It's not easy at all. I was the one who broke the record.
I know.
Straight all correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It does. I'm steady. It's quite a bit. You are steady.
Steady is literally red. Can you stop already?
What? Do you know what I've gone through in the hands of this guy? Do you know how I'm enjoying every second of this?
This guy has kept score. Steady
does
not matter.
What?
Remember when I said I wasn't the only one who had the question?
This guy made me leave the group. Let's not even talk about it.
No, it wasn't that deep.
Oh, trust me.
It wasn't that deep.
Should we go there? Well, congratulations. I'm really steady. You did so well.
What does the runner-up get now?
Oh, thanks for coming!
The runner-up!
for coming, my brother.
You also stand a chance to compete with another loser.
No, see, I'm literally like too good now for steady. Yeah. Would you rather let me let's get you to come? Because I really, should we call Zubi? I don't know.
Like, Zubi won his last one.
Okay, Zubi.
So it's Zubi and Oba.
No, Oba is out. Do you want Oba to now there's no space here to bury him. Let's bring like a let's say Mr. G or somebody that does not want to kill him well.
Anyway guys, we need to go pay some bills quickly. When we come back, we'll give you the box office and also take you on a cinematic ride on some awesome soundtrack. This is The Movies, brought to you by Popcorn and Rails. Okay, jumping straight into the world of box office right now. Sitting at number 10, we have this movie called The Courier. It was last week's number 9. It made $246,000 in the weekend and has made over $5.9 million in total.
From last week's number 7, this week's number 9 is The Girl Who Believes in Miracle. It made $350,000 and a total of $2.4 million.
Okay, coming in at number 8, we have this movie called Together Together that made $552,000 this weekend, and that is all it has made so far from Bleecker Street Media.
Well, in at number 7, Tom and Jerry, I don't know how this movie is still in the box office, but it has made a total of $43.5 million and the weekend gross of $720,000.
Okay, this Jeffrey Dean Morgan movie comes in at number 6, last week's number 3, and is called The Unholy. It made $1.4 million this weekend and so far has made over $11.6 million in its 4 weeks in release.
Well, my best animation for this year, this week's number 5, Raya and the Last Dragon. It made $1.7 million for a weekend gross and $39.9 million.
Okay, they call this one an Old Man John Wick. Old Man John Wick last week called Nobody made $1.7 million and in the box office and so far has grossed over $21.5 million in its 5 weeks in release.
This week's number 3, even though it's falling from grace to grass, Godzilla vs. Kong. He made $4.2 million for a weekend gross and $89.6 million for a total gross. That's huge.
All right, this movie that the man with no name ranked 9.5 over 10. If you've not seen it, you should see it. It's called Demon Slayer, the movie. I bet please pronounce it Mugen with it.
Mugen Train
that made $21 million. In its first week in release, like, it is amazing and mind-blowing.
Boy, am I glad.
And at number 1, we have
Mortal Kombat
in at number 1. Now, Mortal Kombat has a love and hate relationship. Some people loved it, some people didn't like it, some people hate it totally. And so far, he has made $23.3 million and is released by Warner Bros. Pictures. All right, guys, that's the box office. We can't take the Nollywood box office, but we'll keep you updated on all stuff. Right now, we need to go start playing some of the best soundtrack that you can enjoy. A couple of messages are still, on our WhatsApp and Instagram. Sorry, we can't take any of them, but not to worry. So, any final words, guys?
How do you feel?
Man, it was a blast actually being a part of this show.
Wow.
Like, 5 years plus being in Lagos, man. I've always wanted to be here, and Focus, thanks for inviting me.
Oh, well done. Okay. All right, Steady, how did it feel to lose?
Of course, it will not feel good.
So, why enjoy below the belt now? Why below the belt? Focus.
To my man, my main man.
What? Don't hide. Oh, I'm your main man now because you lost.
So, not good.
That's okay. Your what you took out of this was that you met new people.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you very much for being a part of this show. Follow us on all social media platforms, Popcorn Air Reels. If you have any question, you know, you can lay it out on us. And also, go watch some of the movies that are coming out this weekend from Yasuke and even, what was the other movie again? There's Mitchell and the Machine and Without Remorse are coming out this weekend. So tomorrow, you have an opportunity to blast into the weekend and have the best of fun. My name is Focus, your radio friend and Dark Knight. You can follow me on Twitter at FOKISS.
And I'm Uguna Chinatu. Follow me on Instagram at @IAM_Chinatu. And then on Instagram is @official_Chinatu.
I would like to thank the man with no name.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me here. And I just witnessed one of the biggest losses.
I'm telling you, as an apprentice, right? Let's just move ahead. I don't want to be petty.
Let's jump straight into Soundtrack Hour. And we are going to open with the theme song from the amazing Amazon show called Invincible.